listening to the 5-Minute Scholar from memorywizards.com.
You know, I was just scrolling through the news on my phone, Ben. Another story about a politician making some ruthless backroom deal. The comment section is exactly what you'd expect. Everyone is calling it Machiavellian.
It's amazing, isn't it? A 500-year-old name that's become our go-to modern shorthand for cunning, conspiracy, and political evil. Niccolo Machiavelli. His book, The Prince, is so notorious it's practically a caricature.
I think a lot of people know the name, but not the story behind it. For those who aren't familiar, could you give us a quick summary?
Of course. The Prince was a short book written in 1513 by Machiavelli, a recent exiled diplomat from Florence, Italy. It's essentially a job application in the form of a political manual addressed to the new ruler of Florence, Lorenzo de' Medici. In it, he gives brutally practical and unsentimental advice on how a new leader can acquire power and, more importantly, how to hold on to it. It famously argues that politics and traditional Christian morality are two completely different things.
And that separation of morality and power is what gave it its dark reputation. It leads directly to our central question. Was Machiavelli truly a teacher of evil?
That is the question when it comes to The Prince. And the answer is far more complex than a simple yes or no. The first thing you have to understand is the context. This wasn't a philosophical text written from a comfortable university office. It was a crisis manual written in the middle of a political inferno.
So it was a product of its time.
Absolutely. Renaissance Italy was not a peaceful, unified country. It was a chaotic patchwork of warring city-states, constantly being invaded by France and Spain. Machiavelli had personally witnessed governments get overthrown, cities sacked, and leaders betrayed and murdered. He saw good Christian rulers who were merciful and honest get wiped out, and their people suffer terribly as a result. So The Prince is not a guide to an ideal utopia. It's a fire extinguisher for a burning building. It's a work of political science, observing what actually works in a crisis, not what we wish would work.
Okay, so it's a practical guide, not a moral one, but the advice itself is still pretty brutal. What was the ultimate goal? Was it just to keep the prince rich and powerful?
And that's the second crucial point. Machiavelli's ultimate goal wasn't just the glory of the prince, it was the stability and safety of the state itself. He believed the greatest evil a population could suffer was chaos, civil war, foreign invasion, famine. In his view, a good but weak leader who allowed the state to collapse was far more cruel than a strong leader who was willing to do immoral things to maintain order and keep his people safe. It's the classic argument that the ends justify the means.
Precisely. The security of the state is the end, and it justifies means that would be considered evil in a private citizen. This leads to his third, most radical point, the separation of public and private morality. He essentially argues that a good leader and a good person are two different things. A private person should be honest, kind, and generous, but a leader, to protect his people, must be willing to be deceitful, cruel, and miserly when the situation demands it. It's a famous question of whether it's better to be loved or feared, right?
Exactly. It's one of the most famous passages. Machiavelli concludes that while it would be best to be both, it's very difficult. So if you have to choose, it is much safer to be feared than to be loved. His reasoning is brutally pragmatic. Love is based on obligation, which people will break whenever it suits them. But fear is based on the threat of punishment, which is a much more reliable motivator. It's a bleak view of human nature, but for a leader in a dangerous world, he saw it as the only realistic option. He wasn't teaching evil for evil's sake. He was teaching the harsh realities of power for the sake of survival.
A perfect summary, Ben. And for our listeners who want to dive even deeper, you can find the full interactive games, summaries, and activities on memorywizards.com.
It's the perfect way to lock in what you've learned. Until next time, stay curious.